It is a Ty Tuesday, and that means the Hall of Famer Ty Law is here. And this is Chris from New Hampshire. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Just a quick comment and a question. So I think we, one, with our receiver base, I think we're underutilizing Hunter Henley. Huge. I think we should be hitting him across the middle. But the big question, so I was in the Marine Corps 10 years. Ty, love you, buddy. We were watching Super Bowls from Iraq. Super good teams. But so I hear the word discipline come out of our OJ's mouth every week with you guys, right? Discipline, discipline. But if you're a running back on that team and you have a chance to win and you call four passing plays, are you not going back to that locker room being like, what the hell is this guy doing? All year long he's been saying we're a run-first team and we're going to be disciplined. And that entire game, where's the discipline? Where's the run first?
Curtis,
am I missing something?
Curtis, you inquired about that yesterday, I think, with Gerard
Mayo.
Yes,
I believe that Gerard Mayo is in a really, really crappy spot. He has a job that he wants. It's a great job. There's only 32 of them. But I don't think he has say on offense. I don't think he has say when he starts Drake May.
Ugh.
And I think that four pass plays in a row from the 12-yard line was just so awful. Like, I don't get it. The only thing you can do at a level that is NFL NFL level is run the football. And you elect not to at the most important drive of the game. I just don't get it.
Well, and you cannot, like the caller brings up Hunter Henry, you cannot throw the football downfield to the middle of the field to a guy with no chance to get out of bounds.
That don't make sense.
I guess that's...
That's on Jacoby Brissett.
Correct.
That's on Jacoby.
And that should be enough. Like, is that not enough to be done with Jacoby Brissett?
Well, Courtney asked another great question about that, and he said the execution on that whole play itself was trash. Mm-hmm. Because in that point in time, you could take a shot at the sidelines, or if you are going to throw it, you got to throw it into the end zone. And they throw it to Hunter Henry at like the 10-yard line or whatever. Yeah. And you have no timeouts, and there's no way you could get a Mayday call out there or anything like that to spike the football. It's one of those things.
We need Mayday.
So Gerard Mayo said to us the whole execution was trash. So
and it was a theme during the game.
Whether it's the play call where you got three guys that are not going in the end zone.
Well, Chris, you mentioned that you don't think that he has –
Somebody on that play was near end zone. Hunter Henry, but
I don't know.
Was it Polk?
No, because
I wouldn't be shocked. There were two guys in the end zone, I think.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, when you said
I'll go check the all 22 for
Curtis,
you.
That he doesn't, you know, have the power to pull. Didn't he hire the offensive coordinator? Were you the head coach?
No,
I don't believe so. Because the offensive coordinator came from Cleveland.
With Elliott Wolf.
And was in Green Bay or was in Cleveland with Elliott Wolf, the GM. And everybody that's hired, okay. Listen to this. Okay. Everybody that is hired on the defensive side of the football, Mayo has some type of connection to.
Okay.
Everybody on the offensive side, no connection. And the only people that he did have connection to, which was Troy Brown, now he's been relegated to developmental return guy, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, some made up title. So you see now you put some context into it. So, but as the head coach, you should still have the authority to say, "Hey, this is what we're gonna do." Override it. You know what I mean? It's been times
he has referred to Alex Van Pelt multiple times as the head coach of the offense. So, I don't. You know, that's a nice thing to say. But I don't know why you are saying that unless you're trying to...
Nobody wants to be a placeholder as a head coach. You know what I'm going to say? Yeah, he's the head coach of offense. I'm the head coach.
I'm the head coach.
Exactly.
Which I don't understand that part of it, you know?
He was... Greg asked a few follow-ups with him where it was like, who makes the decision when it comes to Jacoby and Drake? Is it a collaborative effort? Is it just you? And he looked you dead in the eye yesterday and made sure to say it over and over again. It is just me.
Okay, so what's he waiting for? He said himself yesterday on our show and afterwards that Jacoby Brissett did not do what he needed to do to win the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Crafts tell everybody that will listen and people that speak on their behalf that they have nothing to do with football. Do we believe that? I don't.
No, I mean.
Kraft has a role in the Patriots front office, and if it was my team, I'd want one too. But I
mean, you know that's a false statement there. You know what I mean? He definitely has something to do with it. Man, they paying the players. You just look at the documentary what happened with Drew and Drew and Tom.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get involved when it's your quarterback. You know what I mean? It's a new transition to head coach. So the only people in place are the Krafts and the Krafts family. So, you know, to say they're not involved, I wouldn't buy that one because they're very involved, as they should. They own the team.
Right.
And shout out to Shine for this, and I'm actually looking at it at the All-22. There was only one person who was going towards the end zone, and that looked like Jalen Polk.
It was Jalen Polk.
I just said. Why are you shouting out Shine?
Oh, you said it was?
Yeah.
I went back and verified the video. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to Greg.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, get Greg.
Oh, my bad.
I need crumbs.
Yeah,
like,
my
dude,
bad.
Like,
my bad.
They ran three
I mean,
routes.
I'm standing right here.
My bad. Well, shout out to
him. He wants to give it to the Swami over there.
All right.
The football guy, the ball guy.
Yeah, I have the All-22 up here, Greg. Of course he does.
Well, shout out to Greg because they only had one guy in the end zone. Hunter Henry catches it at the 10-yard line. It's a four-man route, and the other two guys.
The dragon and in a post.
The other two guys are below the 20-yard line. Yeah. So shout out to Greg for noticing that.
So are you saying, though, that's Jacoby Brissett, or that's really that's play calling?
That's play calling.
Is it though? No, because by the formation of the play, the routes, it looks like they wanted to get a guy quick hit, get out of bounds, and get closer to the end zone for their one final shot.
No,
like that's what it looks like.
Yeah, but
instead, Jacoby Brissett attacks Hunter Henry, who's not at the sideline. Like he could have. Pop Douglas is running an in route here, and he opens up just over the 30-yard line, and would have gone right out of bounds and given you a shot at the end zone.
Listen, let's put this in context for guys who understand who played the game. When
I want to give Greg credit. Good job, Greg.
Thank you.
Good job, Greg.
Great job, Greg.
For noticing this. At that point in time, there's only 12 seconds on the play clock. So it's one of those plays where it has to be quick 5-yard outs to the sideline.
Right.
Yes.
Even if you throw it to Pop Douglas, who's running like a 12-yard in, you might not have enough time to get up there, spike the ball, and take a shot at the end zone. So it's two things. We're either going to have one guy hit the sideline super quick or two guys, 5-yard out routes, or we're running four verticals to the end zone.
Right.
Yeah,
this play design was they had two guys running. One guy's running a shallow cross from the other side of the field, and the other guy's running a dig behind that.
Yeah. The unfortunate Coach Wiggins had that same scenario in Brockton. He called jet sweep.
Well, that was the best play at the time. So, my bad, Greg. Right, good job.
We have got to take a break. Are you here for a little bit?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Ty Law's here. It's a Ty Tuesday. We'll be right back.